But if you look into their eyes, or if you see a drawing done by a great artist of a Zen master, you see underneath their perhaps frightening demeanor, there is a softness also, and there's a gentle smile hidden somewhere there. And then, of course, you have the beautiful image. Traditionally, all Buddha images have a slight smile. This is the Buddha smile, a very slight hint of a smile that comes with knowing yourself, knowing the essence of being. And then you have the images influenced by Taoism in China of the fat Buddha. They are wonderful. There's this man with a huge belly, toothless in many cases, or just one tooth left, and his belly is huge, and he's continuously laughing. And many people have that at home in China, and nowadays in the West also, and it's wonderful to see, whenever you think you have a problem, just look at him, and he go. And he is laughing not at you, he's laughing not because he despises the world or is callous towards human suffering, he's laughing because he's rooted within, in the formless. And so it's a wonderful image. You can also practice a laughing meditation. I haven't done that yet. That frees up a lot of rigid structures inside. But here the laughing happens spontaneously, and it's wonderful. There? Okay.
Thank you. Can a fool realize his enlightenment?
Thank you. Can a form realize...
A fool.
A fool?
Silly person.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful question. There are some wonderful images. Fool is a very ancient mythological figure. The tarot card of the fool and so on. Now, by fool, let's say we mean someone whose mental capacities are undeveloped. I would say somebody who is not trapped in the usual structures of compulsive thinking, not because he or she has transcended compulsive thinking, but has not arrived at compulsive thinking. And in that sense, that human being is already enlightened because he has not, it's not the enlightenment that we are addressing here, but that state of not yet being trapped in thought has many similarities with the enlightened state. One could say he doesn't need enlightenment because in his own way he already is enlightened. In modern contemporary mythology, which is films,